ABC News.
Andrew Kalupas with the latest. Trade Minister Don Farrell says the Prime Minister is yet to speak with Donald Trump about the United States' new tariffs on Australian exports. The Trump administration's 12.5% tariff on imports from 60 countries are now in effect, with the US saying it's over concerns about forced labour and slavery. Senator Farrell says Australia won't be imposing retaliatory tariffs, and the government's now focused on convincing the US that it's made the wrong decision. There have been reports of explosions near an American military base in northern Iraq just hours after the US said it had finished a 13th night of strikes against Iran. Comes as the US and Iran exchange escalating strikes over control of the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Earlier this week, the Iranian-allied Houthi rebels added further pressure by targeting two Saudi oil tankers in the Red Sea. Up to 1,000 people have attended a candlelight vigil in Toowoomba to honour the life of 30-year-old Yana Armstrong. Family, friends, local leaders and strangers gathered outside City Hall 2 weeks after the young mother was killed. Her sister Faith Isaacs told the crowd she hoped Yana's death would encourage domestic violence victims to speak up. A police officer has been shot while responding to an incident on Queensland's Fraser Coast. Police conducted a welfare check at an address in Yingarry, west of Maryborough, Friday evening. A 36-year-old constable sustained a gunshot wound to his leg while trying to engage with a man at the property. The officer has since been transported to hospital in a stable condition. ABC News.